Aloha, everyone. Nick and I were just talking about you guys and actually lost track of time for a couple of minutes there. Deep in conversation. Taylor, are you around? Not hearing Taylor, but I'm sure she'll appear shortly. So, first of all, I just wanted to just take a few breaths, everyone. Let's just take a few beautiful breaths and tune into how you're feeling right now, wherever you are in the world. Just breathing gently. And just allowing your body to relax, allowing the face to relax, and allowing your shoulders to relax, and just letting go softly, gently, letting everything relax, getting into a comfortable position wherever you are. Just seeing yourself as the light that you are. So that's just everyone. Hold that vision that I am, in fact, a being of peace. Just see this shining, sparkling, smiling, radiant light. And just imagine how would it feel to be a being of infinite peace, infinite light, infinite bliss. How would a beautiful, shining light feel? Just imagine how would a eternal, peaceful, shining light feel, a being of peace, completely free. Just imagine being that light, going into that light. How would that light be feeling? Just a gentle smile on the face. Notice yourself breathing. Maybe you're breathing more relaxed, deeper breaths. And as we're just breathing and being aware of eternity, I just want you to make a commitment. So let's just take a moment here to commit. Commit to ourselves and to commit to our personal journey of ascension, of our own upliftment, of our own unfoldment into higher states of being. Let's just really hold that vision. I know that you have a vision board, some idea of your self-image, of where you want to be in your life. And let's just make that commitment that I fully and totally commit, fully and totally commit to being the best I can be. And recommit to really taking your life to the next level. Doesn't matter what happened yesterday, the day before. Nothing matters. Here we are right now. Let's just make this commitment to ourselves right here, right now on this call from now on to really give it 100% to ourselves, not to the training, not to anyone else, but to ourselves, to our ascension, just being the best we can be in every situation, just showing up fully and to making those decisions that really make a big difference. actually doing things differently, actually thinking differently. Make that commitment. And to make the commitment, just see yourself in this new state. See yourself more empowered. See yourself one step, two steps, three steps along. Just see that vision. The commitment is to see it, to feel it, to believe it. So just take a moment now, just 1 or 2 minutes, just feeling, seeing this new vision of yourself. That is the commitment. The more you see it, the easier it happens. The more you feel it, the faster it happens. So just breathing deeply and gently, naturally just holding that vision, committing to whatever is the next step. You don't have to attain huge things immediately, just the next step. So just committing to that next step, holding that feeling, holding that vision. Knowing that the entire universe is here to support you. As you hold that vision, there are forces unseen and seen that are coming into play to help and assist. And so just notice a nice big smile on your face. Knowing that we have a beautiful community here with all the other superheroes. And we're going to make this thing happen together. We're all here to help each other out. Yay. Taylor, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay. Wonderful. So I just wanted to just share a few thoughts before we answer any questions today about some upgrades and improvements and new things that we've got going on for you wonderful people, wonderful spiritual beings, you superheroes. And first of all, we've upgraded the social network, your personal social network. So we now have different groups, mastermind groups, where you can get health advice. We have Brad running the health section. So if you have any questions about health, Brad's there to help you out. And I'm going to be talking with Brad soon and about this and adding much more health stuff. Nick's up for it as well. We're going to add a whole health section. So there's going to be all kinds of things about health and well-being and recipes and all those good things for you guys. So you're going to have that personal support. We're going to have mastermind meetings with the leaders of these groups so that you can ask questions and more on that soon. We've also got a clearing section run by Maniza. So if anyone's having trouble clearing things, letting go of things, there's going to be a lot of support for that. We've got a wealth group and a wealth corner. We've got these things called corners. I just thought it was a nice thing, superhero corners. So we're going to be adding to these. So if you have any issues in a particular area, you can go on there. You can get a bunch of stuff now. You can ask personal questions to people who are running it, and we're going to be in touch with those individuals, giving them extra support as well. So you can go and get health advice, wealth advice, business advice, clearing advice, and there's going to be more and more things. So we're very excited about this. So basically we're really creating that community. And if you have any feedback, any comments, any suggestions about anything, we want to hear it because we want to make this the best ever. So this is our community. Everyone's involved. So we're all here to help each other out. So any health needs you've got, we're going to have that taken care of, and you can go and talk to Brad now. Any money stuff, Nancy's looking after that. And if you have a particular skill in a particular area and you'd like to share that with the other superheroes, let us know. Email Michelle and tell her what you want to do, what inspirations you have, and we'll set it up so that you can also offer support. Because the more we're all sharing our gifts, the more powerful this community is, and the greater success, and the faster it's going to be, and the more wonderful it's going to be. So it's up to us to make it the best ever. So if you've got any of these things, health, well-being, clearing, you can get support on those right away, whether it's answering questions online, or whether it's talking personally with the people running the groups, there's going to be plenty of support. We're also going to be, those people who show up and say that you want to support the superheroes, you want to go to the next level, you want to add support, we're going to be talking with you, Nick and myself, we're going to be talking with you guys personally, having special groups for those people who step up to the next level. So added bonus of helping the superheroes is you're going to get extra support yourself. So it's well worth going for it, because service is a great thing. It really takes you to your next level as well. And Nick and I are going to be dropping in on your mastermind groups as well to offer you personal support. And we're going to be doing that week by week. So, you know, we'll let you know as and when that comes up. So plenty of new good stuff. And like I said, if you have any comments, feedback, suggestions, ideas, we want to know, because we want to make this absolutely the best ever. We're also going to be adding some extra stuff, a whole bunch of bonuses. We've upgraded. We've basically done loads of upgrades that are going to take a little while to actually implement because of the tech stuff. But there's going to be a whole bunch of extra sections and extra bonuses on a number of levels. So stay tuned for that. There's the upgrade. I'm very excited. And if anyone wants to share today about anything, if anyone has any questions live, just press *2. We want to talk to you guys. And if anyone has any questions, you know, the little magical box where you can put them in, we want to talk to you. So that's all I've got to say for now. And so I'm just going to hand it over to Taylor to give us the latest inspiration from the East Coast.
Yes, the East Coast inspiration. Well, it's the week before Hanukkah, Christmas, and the solstice. And so everything's abuzz with all the activities that those activities bring. And so, you know, it's really a magical time of year, because the way I look at it is it's a time of year where people just naturally are in a festive spirit of love, extending love, giving love, wishing love, giving special gifts and cheer, holiday cheer, and acknowledging people, you know, going beyond what is normal. You know, office parties, you know, these types of things. You know, people may not do anything all year by way of acknowledging people they work with, and then the holidays roll around, and suddenly they have this big party, and everyone's telling everyone how wonderful they are. So I love this time of year just for that reason, to really get into that whole holiday spirit and use it, even, you know, kind of ride that upward spiral. You know, it's also a time where a lot of people historically could be in upsets. I know when I used to lead seminars for Landmark, they always used to send out this massive, seminar leader-wide notice that this was called what they called the well-being time, and that we should be on the lookout for well-being issues, because the holidays historically can bring that up for people. And, you know, just a number of things, not wanting to perhaps be with... Were you saying something, Michael?
No, we were just clarifying what you were saying.
Yeah.
You were saying that people get stressed out on the holidays.
It can bring that up for people. As much as it can bring up wonderful, positive feelings, it can also bring up the exact opposite, as these kinds of things can do. And And so there again, it's a real opportunity as superheroes to reach out and extend ourselves in ways to support people during this time. And I always look for that, ways to support people. You know, like, for example, we're having people over that don't have any family members on Christmas, because maybe for some people that's a little upset of some kind. Personally, not for me. I love being alone, but, you know, some people can have that as an upset. And so it's an opportunity for us to really look at these deeper patterns that holidays can bring up and evolve and expand even more. And this is a lustrous time to seize the opportunity of seasonal evolution. That's the way I like to look at it. And then we have the solstice plopped right down in the middle of Hanukkah and Christmas. And then there's the what I like to refer to as the Holy Days, which is the week after Christmas before New Year's. And that, to me, is one of the most sacred times of the year. I love that time, and I always take the time to just block off my calendar and really use that time to be in introspection, to really complete the year. You know, I take time, I sit down, I have candles, I make a whole little ceremony. And every night, you know, they say that during that time of the year, that for each day, each day represents the whole month of the coming year. So I like to really just be an opening, well, one, to complete the year that just went by and look at all the accomplishments that I had and just all the evolution, all the growth. I think that's really an amazing time and opportunity to do that. And then, yeah, just really be an opening to receive what are my missions or my projects or my inspirations for the coming year. And not to think about it, not to just, like, you know, make a list of projects I need to do or, like, goals, but rather just be in pure, relaxed, open state of receiving. And I feel like it's a really supportive time from the angelic and the invisible realms to receive in that time period. You know, everything seems to be setting down. New things are coming up. It's a soft, you know, we've already moved into winter and the longest day. And there's just, it's such a rich, rich time of opening to receive celestial gifts. And I really just love that, to create that little retreat, so to speak, time for myself then. So that's some of what's occurring on the East Coast for me. And in general, you know, being in the East Coast where it's cold and, you know, you have that whole kind of people wanting to come together in these cozy little houses with Christmas lights everywhere, all also adds to that. You know, it's so amazing how people instinctually want to add more light to their houses when we're moving into the darkest days. And I just really, just the whole, I love the whole, the rituals and the richness of the season is just completely, I think, an amazing opportunity for multiple places of expansion and growth and incoming flow.
Yay, wonderful. Yeah, it's a deep, deep time. I've definitely been enjoying the depth and the introspection, finding myself engaging in yin building practices. And I'm into cleansing at the moment. I'm just so enjoying that. And that was something Mike and I were giggling about yesterday, if we'd encouraging the superheroes, if they're feeling the call, not to get caught up in the gluttony and overconsumption, and which can accompany these celebratory times, and especially when we're visiting people that we don't usually hang around with and people that don't necessarily have the same orientation in life as us. Can we hold our little frequencies of integrity there? And yeah, I'm definitely in a
in cleansing mode at the moment. And yeah, if you are planning on going into big celebrations, especially with old family get-togethers, and you're going to be on mum's cooking or whoever's cooking, might be a good idea to do a little preparation for that right now and getting some juice in and some liver and kidney support teas, and so that you're don't end up in that downward spiral that usually occurs in early January when reality starts to bite again and the consequences of overconsumption become obvious. So yeah, that's just a little something I want to put out there. And it's lovely, yeah, I agree absolutely with what Taylor was saying there, the opportunity to connect with invisible agencies of goodness around this time, because as soon as large masses of people, human beings, as soon as large groups of souls become harmonized in their focus, which occurs obviously around Christmas time, lots of people are in that attitude of celebration and appreciation and giving, something very, very, very wonderful happens when we synchronize our focus together. And there's a great opportunity there to absorb the incoming spiritual reply to that. And I do love this time of the year. It definitely brings the best out in people. But I would definitely encourage our superhero family to be on red alert during this time and take it as a time to increase the focus and the spiritual awareness and breathe that. You're really in the breathing, use the breath as the anchor there and power yourself up with this invisible gift, which has so much more value than any material gifts that we could see or receive, and way more nourishment than any food that we could eat during this time. There's a tremendous opportunity to really power up. And we're definitely focused on that over here and feeling the uplifting energies of that already. Even though it is it's kind of a dark, deep, introspective time, you're really powering up your soul. You as a soul, you're really powering up your spiritual reservoir for expressing next year and what an absolutely critical year it is shaping up to be.
Yes, that's right. So yeah, 40-day liver and gallbladder fast to everyone then. No, I mean it's a wonderful opportunity to just have a good time, but of course be careful because everything we do has an effect on us, and we want to make sure that we're ready for 2012. So let's just take a few questions. Now, one question, and I think this is something to go into often, because we get this quite a lot, and it's in relation to what should you be doing with your practice. And so I've got a lovely question here from Dorothy, who is wondering about the breathing. She's saying, on one video it says do the meditation morning and evening, another video it says do this, another video it says do that, and she's a bit confused. So I just want to clarify this, and I actually have clarified this at various points, but there's no harm in re-clarifying it. Superhero training and the protocols are actually very, very, very powerful when done over a period of time. And at the same time, they're actually very simple, you know, because what we're doing is we're helping you to slowly but surely upgrade your life. And I just want you to be aware that changing a human being, changing yourself, or helping change anyone else is probably the hardest thing ever in one sense, you know, which is why there's so few people who do seem to make massive changes in their lives. But you guys are doing a really, really, really good job. Yeah, and Nick and I were talking about this earlier. Most people are still into the National Enquirer, you know, and a bunch of nonsense and have no idea about any of these things that we're talking about. So you are in a very elite group, and we have massive respect for you. You know, it's wonderful. But at the same time, shall I say, it's a step-by-step process. You know, Nick and myself and Taylor have spent years and 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 years, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours working on ourselves and doing this kind of work. And that's why we're where we are in our lives. And we're helping you speed it up as much as we possibly can. And you know, miracles are happening already. And at the same time, just recognize the simple fact is that things happen over a long period of time. And we can't apply the fast food mentality and the quick fix mentality to everything in life, you know. Just because we've got iPhones and we can check our emails and everything and text messages and, you know, internet, and everything's fast, 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 and you can order things online and you can talk to people when you want, you can buy any food you want anytime, you can eat when you want, you can do everything when you want immediately, we have some idea that we should just be able to instantly be completely changed without any time lapse. And that's completely ridiculous and unrealistic. And of course, things are speeding up and we are making massive shifts. But if you just change anything in your life at all, I just want you to know it's a huge thing, because a lot of people are stuck in the same old stuff after years and years and years. So, you know, it's just good to have that self-respect. I'm just saying that first of all. And superhero training is a step-by-step process. So all you're really doing is getting up early, earlier than you were normally, unless you're already getting up at 2 o'clock, in which case that's fine, you know. But, you know, you're getting up earlier than you were. And make sure you've got at least an hour, if not more, before you have to run up and do anything. You want to have at least an hour, ideally 2 or 3 hours, where you don't have to do anything at all, because it's such a nourishing time. Get up. Do a little bit of shaking or stretching if you want to, just to make sure you're awake. Then you can do some breathing, and you can listen to one of the meditations. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, should I be doing Sun Pop? Should I be doing Inner Self-Image? Should I be doing the breathing? Should I be doing Taylor's thing? Should I be doing this, that, and the other? Bottom line is this. Do the ones that you like the most, because they're all going to help you, and they're all going to help you in different ways, and they're all going to help you at different times. So, you know, you're in charge of what you want to do. We're not trying to say this is the exact protocol. You need to do this exact thing for 56 days exactly, and if you miss a day, you have to start again. And then we're not like that, because, you know, on the spiritual journey, it's a process and it's intuitive, you know. So just get up early, do some breathing, relax, just learn to breathe deeply and just relax. Just relax your face. Do relaxation. Listen to the completely relaxed meditation that I've got. We're going to add more and more and more meditations, by the way. So you're going to have so much stuff to choose from. We're not trying to overwhelm you, but we're just saying, look, just listen to them and enjoy it. So the main point of the morning is that you just feel good, you feel peaceful, and you, once you've done your meditations, just spend some time focusing on your vision, your end result. Why did you join this training? What do you want to manifest? What is the end result? What is the feelings you want? What are the things you want? And just spend time really enjoying that. It can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 minute, 3 minutes. But just charge up your vision. Get clear on what you're doing in the world while you're here. And so once you're feeling good, you've done your vision, then just write down, what am I going to do today that I need to do today that's going to get me going in the direction of my vision. And depending on where you are in the training, I've done a whole series of videos and stuff related to being highly productive, you know, asking what are the most important things to do. So you just write down, what are you going to do today? It's a simple thing, little piece of paper, a simple list. And then what those things are, I don't know what those things are. Only you know what they are, because this is your life and your specific situation. But just then, so then you get on with your day. But you get on with your day with a sense of joy, with a sense of focus, with a sense of having the best day ever. You know what you want. You've seen the day going well. You know what your vision is. You know what you're doing. And just get on with doing as much service as you can, having the best day ever, basically. And during the day, you know, do some rebounding, stop for a minute and take a few breaths, eat the best food ever. And all these different things like eating differently and all this, these little upgrades in relationships and all these different things we've talked about, they're going to happen gradually, gradually, gradually. So don't think you have to do every single thing all the time, every single day, 100%, because no one can do that. We can't do that ourselves. None of us have time to do that. But the most important thing is get your morning right, so you're stoked in the morning and you're clear what you're doing and why you're here. In the day, just focus on doing the things you need to do effectively, with a lot of joy, and make sure that what you're doing is something, you know, that you want to do, you know, cancel all the nonsense in your life. And then in the evening, just, you know, write down in your journal how you did, what's going on, anything that's come up, what you've learned. Do a little meditation before you go to bed so you see your vision again and get in that beautiful state, so that when you go to sleep, you're going to sleep in a deep state, which is going to make sure you sleep better. And then when you wake up, you'll be fresh. And you just keep doing this, and you're always learning. Every day is learning, and there's always new stuff we're going to be giving you, just a little upgrades. But this is a step-by-step, gentle process. And it's not like exactly this and exactly that. That's not the point. So if anyone's, you know, like stressing out about, have I done this right, have I done that right, that happens over a period of time. It's all about getting clear on what you want, getting in the state, the higher state of consciousness through meditation, breathing, and all these practices. Just getting on with your day, with your project. And all the, you know, details of what you do, when you do it, when you eat, and all that stuff, that's up to you. You know, everyone's different. We're not trying to say, here's the template and everyone has to follow it 100% of the time, all the time. Otherwise, you're screwed. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that here's the main thing is get your morning right. If you get your morning right, the rest of the day is great. So that's the bottom line, really. And learn slowly but surely, and things are going to change. And if you need any support, go on the social network, ask people. If you need any help on specific things, engage, get specific support. And gradually, but very effectively, you're going to manifest whatever you want. But take that step-by-step, intuitive approach, and you'll start seeing miracles. Don't worry too much about all the different details and did you breathe for 108 times and all that sort of thing. What do you say, brother Nick?
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
So hopefully that answers your question, Dorothy, and for anyone else who's worrying about that. Now, we've got some other questions here, and if anyone online or on the phone wants to say anything, or we have someone, let's just answer this. So someone's put their hand up. Hello there.
Hi.
Who are we? Hello. Who is this?
Hi. Jen.
Hey, how are you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. What a nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Do you want to say something?
Yeah, just a couple of things came up while you were talking.
Okay.
I just wanted to share what me and my son do in the morning.
Okay, great.
Since my son's been little, we start the day, love out to the world, love out to everybody we meet today, and then we carry on, and it comes up with elephants sometimes, it comes up with giraffes or the trees, and we just send love out to whatever comes to mind. And that's the first thing we do in the morning when we sing. And it greets the whole day. If you send love out first thing in the morning, and we put our hands to our chest and we open our arms out and laugh, and we just send love out to everyone in the whole wide world, the universe, the angels, the fairies, the trees, elephants, wardrobes, doors, whatever, whatever comes to mind. And the other thing is, what I've done for quite a few years now, if you start at the beginning of the day, and I don't mean with thought, but just with your feeling, you can spend... Sorry, I'm nervous on the phone for some reason, but I'm going to ignore that. Just start the day with love. And start the day, and you can send love out through your whole day before you start it. As soon as you wake up in the morning, you just send love out to your day. And I find when I first started doing it, it would come through as hours. So I'd start, and I just send love out through the day, and say I'm up at 3, and it would be 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And just send, I could feel the time passing through the day as I'm sending out love. And I just send love out to my whole day at the beginning of the day. And the whole day is so smooth. And when I used to do it with the time going through my mind as well, if between, say, 5 and 6 in the evening, I found I couldn't get to the next hour, I'd send extra love, and then I'd find at that time, that was the time I needed that love during the day. And I needed that extra energy to give love out during that day, because, you know, someone would turn up or something would happen. But now my life is so smooth, because I just start the whole day with love. And everyone we meet, everyone smiles at us all day long. We live in the city now. And people just come up and stop and smile at us. And I'm sure it's because we're just projecting all the love all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yay.
But you can just start the whole day, and you can project your whole day within 10 minutes without the thoughts of what you're going to do during the day. I don't mean on that level, just with energy. And project your energy right the way through the day before you begin it.
Wonderful. Well done, Jen. And I think this is a really good example and illustration to all the rest of the superheroes to appreciate that the way this course is structured, what we do is provide just a container and a support and a very supportive environment for you to become absolutely inspired. And what Jen's just verbalizing there is her inspiration. She's had that inspiration, and you know, nobody's told her to do that. Yeah, we say give blessings, and we talk about how, you know, if you plug into that spiritual course, you have spiritual source, you have to radiate that out in order for the circuit to be complete. That's what we're here to do. We're supposed to be bridging between the invisible and the visible through spiritual practice and expressing through unconditional love. And so that's beautiful. Jen's using a unique way of doing things, sharing that with her son, and you know, just following her divine inspiration, her highest inspiration. And that's what we all should be doing. We're champions of the new paradigm, and we're defining that through being inspired, as opposed to, you know, us preaching specific dogma and rigidity and protocols to you, which is just, you know, all old paradigm stuff. So well done, Jen. You're leading the charge in that one. That's really inspiring.
Can I say something about that?
If you
start, instead of, I've been doing this for a few years now, so my life's very different, but if you start the day, and if you, before you go into any situations, or before you go out the door, before you pick up the phone, or before you do something, especially if you know something's coming, if you send, time's a funny thing, it's so versatile, you can do things before they happen. And if you just, everyone's got so much frequency and so much energy. And I find if you don't use, I know with me, if I don't use my energy enough, it just builds and builds and builds. But if you send your energy out before, especially at the beginning of the day, rather than waiting till something's in front of you that, I don't find I get this anymore, but I used to, when, you know, something comes up that isn't so great, or something comes up where someone's not quite in alignment with you, if you wait till then, it's not as easy to deal with the situation, whereas if you do it beforehand, if you align your day at the beginning, or even a week or a year, if you just do things beforehand, you've got this versatility of time, because when you're really on like a pure spiritual level, when your energy, and you're living in your energy, time's so irrelevant, you can literally go into any future, and you can get there before anything happens, and whatever will happen, but you, your energy is aligned before you get there, and when you meet whatever happens, you're already in the right place. You don't have to get yourself into alignment when someone suddenly comes up to you, or when this happens, or that happens. You're already there. And if you do it beforehand, your whole spirit's with you. Your whole love is with you. And you'll either find the situation won't turn up and your whole day is smooth, or if it does turn up, you've already got everything with you. And you can just blast out so much. Sorry, I got off on one, but it's so true. You can blast out so much love. There's such incredible love available inside of you. It's huge. I'm probably not even realizing how much there is yet, but it's massive. And you can actually hone it. And with practice, you can hone so much love that no matter what's happening to yourself or anyone else, it just blasts out of you. And people just, their eyes well up in front of you. People stop and they stare at you. They don't know why, but they are, their eyes well up, or they smile, or their eyes twinkle. I'll just go off on one if I keep going. But you can just, there's so much love inside of you. There's so much. But it's being without thought, being without trying, being without trying to work out how to do a circumstance and putting it into like a puzzle. It's just being love. Sorry, off on one again, but I get like this.
Yeah, you know, I really want to just comment on that, Jen. You know, first of all, I think it's just a miraculous thing that you're, this is what you're doing with your son every day, and just who,
yeah.
What, you know, what a gift that is. If all parents just did that one exercise or something like that, it would, you know, just to have that, for him to be incubating in that at whatever age, what age is he?
He's just turned 8.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the best food ever. And, you know, I just to add on to what you're saying is that it is without limit. There's no question about it. And what you're saying could be, you could do with anything. It could be love. It could be joy. It could be flow. It could be ease. You know, all these things. And there is no time. If you just begin to see everything as energy, then you're right. Time is really of no consequence. And in truth, you can go forward and backward in time. You can send love not only forward to all of your day and all of your circumstances, but backwards to all of your ancestors, to all, from everywhere that you came from. And this, then, is a really powerful configuration. And also, you know, if you have projects or things that you know you're going to be moving forward in that day, you can send, you know, whatever intention you have as energy forward in that. You know, that it all goes to the next level, that, you know, really whatever. It's all just your, like you say, it's your masterpiece to create. And it's really a beautiful and simple sharing that you're giving, but there is nothing more potent than what you're talking about, that it is the ultimate tools that you have at your disposal, is your energy, is your life force, is your intention. And to have it focused in any particular way will always, the outcome will always, you know, success is assured. And you've really seen the feedback of that, having done it for so many years, and you're now really seeing instantaneous feedback. And, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful example of that. And I really acknowledge you for sharing it with your son and really creating that practice for him. I mean, that's a huge gift, as I'm sure you know.
He just does it naturally, though. And people will come up to him.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
And they'll just look at him, and they just, you know. But we do that. We do love out to the world. Then we do peace out to the world. Then we do abundance out to the world. Then we do health out to the world.
If this is all that happened in school, we would be a very different place to live.
What's coming.
Yeah, no, it's already here. It's already here.
Yeah, but I mean everywhere. It's you know, that's what's coming. It's all the things
absolutely.
That aren't right will fold, and all the things that are right will come.
Yes,
it's so magical.
It's really
anyway, I'll tell you, I will go off on one. I do. I can't help it.
Well, there's certainly nothing to you don't need to suppress that at all.
It just blasts out of me.
Well, there you have it. Keep blasting, Jen. I'm sure your whole community there appreciates that.
You can do it to the whole world, though. You can just, your love is so vast. I've been doing it for many, many years now, but your love is so vast. It can go right through the world. It can go, you have to be careful when you're doing it through people because you can blast them too much, but it's fine. You can just blast. So there's so much love in you. This is incredible. There's so much. And the other thing that I wanted to say just quickly is, everyone on this course and everyone who's tuned in, everyone has energy anyway, but especially if you're tuned into your energy. If you don't use your energy, I am sure that's why, you know, people causing light workers, et cetera, get ill or feel low or feel stagnant. And you can blame it on circumstance, like I'm not getting on with this, or maybe it's because I'm not getting on with that, or because I want to move. But if you don't use your energy, it's like, can you imagine a massive river, and then you know you get those ponds that have the mildew on stuff because they haven't been able to flow. You need to use your energy, well, if you want to. It's so important to use your energy. And if you've got strong energy or whatever energy you've got, send it out. Really just use this sense and send it out. Because I'm sure that's why people get low. I'm sure that's why people, if they get ill or if they feel blocked within themselves, they can look outside and think it's their circumstances. But it's an energy block. And I feel the best way for health for anyone who's energetic is to just send out. Just send out love, send out peace, send out. But with your heart, just wish it out. And it will start flowing and it will get stronger and stronger. And then you're well. I'm sure we've all got so much energy and we've come here from so many different places, you know, around the universe, dimensions, etc. But we've got so much energy to give, and I'm sure that's why people actually have physical blockages in their life where they can't move or they can't do this or they can't get on with their projects or they can't write their book or they can't... Because energy needs to flow, and as soon as you give out, your whole life flows. And there's no practical circumstances that are blocked anymore because your life flows.
And
I'll stop because I'll go off on one again.
That's great. Why don't you, see, Jen, I'd like you to just guide everyone here on the call or anyone listening to it in the future on a little meditation. If you'd like to do that, blasting out love, you can just share a few thoughts and we can all have a little experience. How's about that?
That's why the angels just turned up then, okay. All the angels just turned up.
Wonderful. So let's just all do this.
Okay.
Yeah, this is very powerful stuff. And this is something that we can all, you know, integrate into our lives in various different ways. So, go for it.
Do you want me to channel the angels? I'll do it in my voice. Maybe that's better. Okay. Fill your heart. Rest yourself. If you would like to put your hand on your chest, and breathe. Many people do not take the opportunity to breathe out. You can do the physical action, but true breathing out, as she said, is to breathe out to the world. You take in the world with your sight, with your vision, with your harmony with the world. You breathe. But it is the breathing out that creates the breathing in. Breathe out. But let it cycle back to you. Breathe out. Give out love. Love out to the world. Love out to all of the nature. Love out to everybody listening. Most people forget about themselves. Many people who have this light within them to give, they want so much to give to others, but it is your vehicle you must look after. If you have a clear channel within yourself, You can give so much light. And all of you listening, all have one very strong thing in common. You want to give your love. You want to give your light. You want to make a difference, but the difference is not always seen as the energetic difference. It is the energetic difference in life. It is behind the scenes. The same on your computer, you have the codings behind your websites or the things that you do. The same behind your closed door of your houses, your apartments. You have your life, and then you have your inner world and your outer world. If you will live your life flowing, where you can receive through your senses the beauty of life, the beauty of nature, and the beauty of your soul within you, and then give out love, and use your wishes widely. If you focus too tightly on what you want and you make the details so precise, it is not so easy to see. If you will have a broader picture of your life, if you will see your life from an energetic point of view, from an emotional point of view, what is it you want? People find it difficult to try and find their dreams, to find their visions, to find their higher purpose. Why am I here? You are here to give love. You are here to seed your light, your particular light frequency, upon the earth. That is why so many light beings are here. It is the key to this, to find your frequency, your very light, and your feeling. But if you can focus on a broader picture, then all the details of that will come to you. You do not have to find them for yourself. If you want to give love, if you want to give light, then wish it with your heart, very much so. But you do not have to find the answers. It's like your minds are trying to find which avenue to take. And you won't step forward till you find out if you're meant to be a printer or a writer or an artist or, and how do you do it? Let the mind be. The mind can be a barrier at times. The mind is meant to be an open channel for the consciousness to flow. Let your mind be. Put out the broader aspect of what you want. Then we promise you, all of the answers will come to you, because the situations, the opportunities, and the people will come to help you deliver what you want. And if you want to give love, if you want to give light, if you want to help the world, if you want to help nature, whatever it is, make it broad. Make it wide. The spirit of life, the spirit of nature, your very soul essence that comes through your body is so vast. It is so wide. And it is easier for you to have the concept of a physical body and your physical nature if you do not narrow down to the minute detail of what you are trying to do. That is all we want to say with this. We wish you so much love. And if you will take your experience and breathe yourself, we will take you through a few breaths now. Breathe in. All of the senses are important. Do not discount this. It is important you have food that tastes good. It is important you have visuals for your eyes that look good. It is important that you can love with your senses. Find things that you can love with your senses. You are born with a body for good reason. It is part of who you are. Do not discount this. It is part of your sensual ability. Breathe out. Every breath, if you want to, you don't have to be too minded of it, but you can put the intention there to breathe out love to the world. It doesn't have to be specific. It's the specifics of the mind that can be a barrier in a way. Make your wishes with your heart. I want to love. I want to light. I want to give love to this world. I want to bring my light to this world. if you are asking for anything, ask to bring your vibration to us. This is such a key. It is a very simple question, and you will find as you go along, the simplest things in spirituality are the simple things. My son's woken up, so I need to go. I wish you a lovely evening. I need to go and talk to my son. Bye.
Thank you so much, Jen. We love you. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful. Reminds me of that quote from Emmett Fox. If only you could love enough, you'd be the most powerful being in the world. And we have our beautiful little precursors to being able to do that, which we're chipping away at here on Superhero Training. And we believe that the path to love is through peace. We love that quote from A Course in Miracles. No peace without love, and there's no love without peace. So the peace and the love go together. And being able to love, be able to unconditionally radiate those blessings brings so much peace to your being, because that's what essentially what your Dharma is, above and beyond and behind everything that you do in the world. You're here to radiate those blessings of goodness. But that has to come from the deep, 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 deep peace of the soul. And if you're not experiencing that, then that's where the forgiveness comes in, and the ho'oponopono and the going in there nice and deep. So yeah, just keep chipping away and doing the best you can and becoming more and more and more the embodiments of this beautiful, beautiful love. So thanks, Jen. Now we've got the question here. Where's the question part of it? Okay, so talking about, could you please enlighten me on the science behind the ephemeral colors that I see? Orange is red, sea green, sea blue, and hues of all these. This is when he's meditating and sun gazing. This is Pashi here. And yeah, those colors. So I've been doing a lot of sun gazing just lately. I don't know if anyone else has been tuning into that, but it's an amazing way of getting information directly from life, an amazing way of getting activated and enlightened directly. What Jen was saying there, you know, about the angelic presence that she was channeling there about bypassing the mind. The mind can be, is. Quite frankly, you know, the mind is such a distorting influence, and you know, at the very best it distorts, and at the very worst it completely blocks. But when we're gazing into the sun with our eyes closed, if it's not sunrise or close to sunrise or close to sunset, with our eyes closed, gazing into the sun, we absorb the energy coming through, which is in the form of light. But that light is coming from somewhere else. It's not coming from the sun. It's coming through the sun. And that light, we can track that back, just goes into a spiritual source somewhere, a source of life. And so it's a great way to connect with that. And, of course, the energy does come, the light is made of color. So the particular colors that you're seeing are unique to you. I see a lot of violets and very high frequency purples, and it's a beautiful thing. But as to enlighten you on the science behind it, it's the nature of light. It has all the colours in there. That's why we see rainbows in the rain. But that kind of light, what we might call physical light, material light that we can quantify and we can sense with our, our rudimentary senses, its nature is color. But there's another light, a spiritual light that transcends all that as well. And that's what's at the back of it all. And these colors are just beautiful, additions to the whole thing. So there's another one here, another from Pashi as well. Is kind of a two-part question, and could you please comment on the correlation between this experience and the quote unquote champagne bubbles I feel pulsing through my veins. I experience these at other times too. Is this what living in one's essence is all about? So I'll let Taylor and Mike chime in here about the champagne bubbles pulsing through their veins, the exhilaration of aliveness, and these two are very spiritually alive. I'm sure they've got some nice little things to say about that, haven't you, Taylor?
Well, it's interesting. I've never heard it referred to as champagne bubbles, but I love that idea, champagne bubbles. I would say yes. That's the answer to that question. If he's feeling champagne bubbles coursing through his system, that's some heck of a nice divine spiritual connection there, I would say. And I've never quite reckoned it as a bubble. For me, it's more of a flow, a current, a connection, sort of a opening to oneness feeling, where I lose my perception of there being anything between me and everything. You know, it's almost like the skin dissolves and there's just everything, that feeling of everything, nothing, so to speak. And just limitlessness and vastness is more the feeling that I have when I'm really connected to that bigger part of who I am. I've never experienced it as champagne bubbles, but I could certainly appreciate the euphoria behind that and the sort of surge behind that. And yeah, I think that's a wonderful analogy. I'll start looking for the champagne bubbles now that I know somebody experiences them.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, I feel, this wonderful question that it's worth asking everyone on the call. Are you willing to feel good and have your life go well all the time? Are you willing to feel good and have your life go well all the time? You know, Gay Hendricks is one of his favorite questions, and it's a very powerful question. Mm-hmm. And if you are willing to feel good and have your life go well all the time, then you're going to be experiencing bubbles and joy flowing mm-hmm. through your heart, you know. Mm-hmm. And this is something we need to ask ourselves regularly, because if our life's screwed up and there's all sorts of drama all the time, mm-hmm. it's because we're not willing to have it better, and we have upper limit problems, which means that, you know, we're basically more comfortable in our misery than we are in our joy.
Mm-hmm.
So basically just asking that question, you know, answering it with yes and a wholehearted, heartfelt yes, allows those bubbles of joy to start coming mm-hmm. more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I've been asking this question a lot recently, and I've been experiencing just random joy, just
mm-hmm.
for no particular reason, just sitting down and I'm like, oh my God, I have so much love in my heart, just so much joy flying through my body. And I'm like, this is great.
Mm.
And it's not in anything related to anything going on at all. In fact, I've found nowadays that things that technically should be making me feel happy are absolutely not having any effect on me at all.
Mm.
You know, like achieving projects or getting stuff in the post, and, you know, like cool things arriving and whatever else. It's like, it's completely neutral. It's not bad. It's not good. It's absolutely neutral. But this joy feeling and this love feeling is just going on, and it's
mm-hmm.
totally unrelated to anything,
mm-hmm.
and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But I bring it down to this question. I mean, it's not just that question, but that's just a good thing to ask our subconscious mind. Are you willing,
mm-hmm.
am I willing to feel good and have my life go well all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might just add to that, are you willing to feel really good? Are you willing to feel fabulous and have your life be extraordinary all the time? Just, you know, because it even ups the ante even more.
Absolutely. And, you know, everything that we've been saying on this call, the questions that we've had, the beautiful sharing from Jen, and now this. It's all tying in a very, very beautiful way. And one of the things I want to emphasize is that if we're not feeling that joy and feeling that fabulous and feeling that awesome, it's always for the same reason. And we can deal with that in any given moment. And all of the little protocols and tips and helpful supports and exercises and all the rest of it that we give you to practice and study and share and challenge you with to do and what have you on this superhero training are to very simply dissolve blockages and get energy flowing. Because this love that we all yearn to experience, this love that we truly are, and this love that we're designed to express and share, well, the simple truth of it is this world that we've grown up in, that we are being challenged to dissolve from the inside out, that is part of our mindsets and part of our physical bodies, it doesn't really support that. And there's sort of active resistance against it. And when you're not flowing in that way, not just with love, but with spiritual truth as well, one of the most exhilarating experiences I ever had in my life was when I was faced with some hideous darkness and found my little spiritual song in there and just sang my little spiritual song and just got myself into a fit of giggles and exhilaration because there was so much living truth, energy just flowing through my veins. And whether we're talking about physical disease in any way, shape, or form, or psychological disease, or emotional disease, or spiritual disease, it all has the same template, and its energy isn't flowing. So how can you love more? How can you speak your truth more? How can you express your truth in any given moment so that you're taking the action and thinking the thoughts and saying the things that you're really, 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 really in resonance with right now? How can you move in a way? Because often that energy just needs moving a little bit. I just had a little bounce on the rebounder when we were talking there about the joy and experienced wonderful levels of increasing joy going through my body. And I know what it is to experience those champagne bubbles. And the more you experience them, when it stagnates, it's kind of depressing, you know, and we need to be, you know, using all of these tools that we've got in superhero training and, you know, using the breath, using this, using that, dancing around and allowing ourselves to be spontaneous in our own very unique way. Taylor likes to take 3 or 4 or 5 baths a day. That's essential for her joy. Mike likes to spend hours in nature. That's essential for his joy. And I need to do, you know, other things essential for my joy. And we all have a very unique prescription that brings us joy. And we need to have the courage to experiment, to explore, to follow our own guidance and intuition and inspiration to access that joy in any given moment. Because life is moving very, very quickly now. The currents of life are moving very, very quickly. The flow of life is moving very, very quickly. That means that the spirit, the new energy of the new world, of the new you, is moving now. And if you're not, as a person, as a human being, as a personality, as the person listening to this, moving at the same pace, then you're actually being left behind. And that is very, very, very frustrating. And what Jen touched on when she was saying that, you know, she considered that, you know, this lack of ability to express love or this resistance to expressing love or whatever, however she said it, you know, is this cause of sort of our stress. Well, it's also the cause of all of our disease. And there was a beautiful quote from one of the most successful doctors of the 20th century, a guy called Dr. Richard Bach, who formulated all the Bach flower remedies. And in 1941, he was quoted as saying that all disease is a consequence of disharmony between the actions of the personality and the will of the soul. So all of that love, all of that light, all of that peace, all of that goodness, all of that truth is flowing through the soul and wants to flow out into the world. And if the actions of the personality deny that flow, then we experience dis-ease. And we compound that by years and years and years and generations and generations and generations of misbehavior and ignorance of that fact. Then we end up with the world that we are challenged with transforming right now. So this is a beautiful, beautiful subject. And I think we've just about tied everything together that we've spoken about so far. So Brother Michael's here with one of the last questions here.
Yeah, so we have a wonderful question from Brad. And Brad is here to help you guys out with health. He's the man. He's wondering about dreams. So his question is, for the last week, I've been having the most lucid, crazy dreams. Dreams where I'm being chased by demons or gremlins of some sort. Didn't actually turn and face them, so I can't confirm this. We can get the confirmation next week from you, Brad. Not sure they're proper gremlins. And other dreams of childhood memories and situations where I didn't live up to expectations and it was a big letdown. My question is, what is your take on dreams? What are they telling us and how can we use them to evolve on my path? Thanks so much, Brad. Dreams. I had some fascinating dreams this morning. I can't exactly remember them now, but yeah, dreams come up a lot on the spiritual path. And I actually, when I first started doing very deep meditation, I stopped dreaming completely for about 6 months, which was very interesting. But then they came back again. And how I look at dreams is that they are an opportunity to see what's going on for us in a coded way. That most of the time, I find dreams aren't at all what they are. I mean, it's not literal, in other words, you know. And I'm not like a dream specialist. There's people who that's all they do is analyze and decode dreams. But I like to look at them as an indication of how my subconscious mind is. So my personal aim with dreams is to have beautiful, pure, clean, magical dreams. Not have nightmares and demons and like weird sexual stuff and random things. Like just clean, pure, beautiful, magical, representing the state of consciousness that I have. And I feel there is a direct connection between what we're thinking and what we're up to in our life and the dreams. I mean, that might sound quite obvious. So I feel that the dreams is just... In a sense, how I look at dreams is that they are unedited, uncensored, raw material of what is really up for us. Because when we have our conscious mind, we're kind of editing things, and oh, I shouldn't think that, I shouldn't think this. But when dreams, that's all out. That editing facility is removed, and it's just straight up. So when we look at it from that point of view, you're just getting a glimpse of what's really going on for you, minus the editing, minus the censorship. And that's how I look at it. I haven't studied in great depth the meaning of dreams. Like I know a certain amount, like water dreams. I have a lot of dreams often of huge tsunamis, you know, and water is related to the emotions. And I normally have those dreams when I'm going through some sort of emotional stuff. I start seeing these 500-foot waves coming down on me and things like that. So the little I know about the decoding has been pretty accurate. But my overall impression of them is just what is going on for me unedited. You know, it's the same sort of thing as what happens when people go senile. Their editing facility is removed and they just say whatever they think, you know, and they're just straight up. or that's what happens when people get drunk as well. It's just removed. So that's my somewhat unqualified, not a specialist in dreams, but that's how I look at them myself, and I feel happy with that. So I'm just looking at my dreams to see how close they represent what I want. And if they're way off the mark, then I know I need to do a lot of purification work on myself to get them back in tune. Taylor, any ideas?
Yes. I would agree wholeheartedly with that. That's really how I use them as well. And appreciate them. I really appreciate them. I'm always happy when I have lucid dreams and remember them and also find myself awake in them and can even maybe alter circumstances or call the shots. I love that also. And, you know, I think the important thing to remember is that it is that when we go to sleep, we really are going to the bigger part of who we are. That, and it's a magical dimension of reality that's just fantastic. And we can, like Mike was saying, I have found, use it to continuously support our evolution if we set our intention for such. So I always make it a point before I go to sleep to ask for the highest teachings and learnings and support while I'm sleeping at that, you know, for my unconscious or subconscious or whatever it is, self. And I often will have dreams where I am in these very, really just completely out there, amazing interactions between enlightened beings and spiritual schools. You know, I sort of find myself in these elaborate teachings, most of which I cannot remember whatsoever, but when I wake, but doesn't really matter. It's kind of inconsequential because I have set the vector, so to speak, of what it is I want to use that time, that really potent time of complete release into ourselves that sleep is, and surrender. And if you really do set your intention that that's where you want to work through everything, you know, and have incredible support and guidance to do it, and that you're really a commitment to evolve through anything that's blocking you or in the way of you, you know, having what you want in your life and manifesting your true desires and dreams, you'll do it. You'll do it at night. And it may look all sorts of odd, strange ways, but to me, I really do look at going to sleep as going on an adventure of light. And I always set an intention, like I would for any sort of adventure, of what it is I want to realize and accomplish and open to receive them.
Beautiful. And there's a couple of things I like to say about dreams. David Wilcock, he writes, he's been writing his dreams down immediately on awakening every day for nearly 20 years now. And he uses it as a means to receive information from what he calls his higher self. That's David Wilcock. The Native American Indians traditionally didn't place much stock in dreams because they realized the sort of the transient nature of it and how the individual state of the individual psyche affected the visuals of the dream, but they were much more into vision questing and going on and having visions. I personally feel that the dream, the most powerful times I dream is, I remember when Mike and I were living in Cambridge, England together in the early days, and we went through an intense period of spiritual empowerment where we were getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning and really powering ourselves up with that early morning meditation. And then very often, you know, around about 4 a.m., I'd go back to sleep. And if ever I did that, goodness me, the upheavals in my psyche in the dream, they were the most disturbing dreams. And what I realized was there was you know, a tremendous psychic purification going on, a purification of the psyche. And so a lot of the content of our dream state is purification of the psyche. There's lots of variables in the mix. So whether you take them, you know, really seriously and get into right into dream analysis or not, is kind of up to you. I wouldn't say it's necessary to really get into analyzing your dreams and making a big deal out of it, and just understand that it's part of a wonderful process, and that process seems to be on the increase right now. Like I say, there are variables that affect your dream state. If you eat a bunch of cheese before you go to bed, you'll definitely affect your dream state. Smoking cannabis traditionally prevents your ability to recall your dreams and sort of and blocks that dream state. So as far as these scary dreams are concerned, like our brother here was talking about being chased by demons and whatnot, I've had lots and lots and lots of dreams like that. And I used to have lucid dreams where I wasn't actually asleep at all. I was fully awake and absolutely engaged with all kinds of weird and wonderful beings from some nether world. And the shamans, of course, are very big on lucid dreaming, staying awake as you go deeper and deeper and deeper into deep relaxation and deep delta wave, and just maintaining you know, awareness and conscious awareness when your body slips into sleep state. And then you, the spiritual being, are free to you know, roam around in those realms. Lucid dreaming, you know, knowing that you're in a dream. There's lots of techniques to, you know, to do. One of them is looking at your hands when you're in a dream, you know, to remind yourself that you are in a dream. There's lots and lots and lots of people that are into this thing, but I personally would categorize it all as just a wonder of the process of the psyche. And you don't, unless you are, you know, uniquely magnetized to it. And if you are, I definitely encourage you to research lucid dreaming. Check out David Wilcock's stuff, Edgar Cayce's stuff. He was really into the dream time as well. The Aboriginal stuff, they're really big into the dream time. You know, go for it. Have a good look at it and practice lucid dreaming as well, and see if you can, you know, be awake in your dream and have perhaps some conscious experiences in there. But if you're not, then just don't worry about it. It's all part of a wonderful process of essentially detoxifying and purifying the psyche. And just like we don't have to go, you know, looking in the toilet every time we do a cleanse or anything and picking everything to bits, you know, we certainly don't have to do that with our psychic detoxification either. So, hallelujah.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the practical things, like what to do, how to make the most of this. I would also recommend, this is something that I found useful, is on going to sleep, you know, because obviously what you're experiencing prior to sleep has an effect on your dreams. If you watch a movie just before you go to sleep, very likely you'll dream about that movie somehow or other, you know, like there's no doubt about it. So one thing is this is something I do, is we've talked about this world of light, this world of divine light, where we come from as spiritual beings. And I like to just imagine myself as a being of light in this vast, unlimited expanse of divine light, and go to sleep in that state. Because I personally feel that sense of peace is far superior to any dreams. And I'd rather that deep, deep, deep nourishment of the soul and full stillness and bliss to having various dreams. So that's just personal practice that I have. And we've got all these meditations that help with that. And so you can just see yourself in this world of gold and red light. Just imagine yourself in a gold and red sunset, being of light that you are in this divine light, and then just drift off. And chances are you'll wake up feeling very, very fresh. And if you are going to dream, might as well be flying dreams, because flying dreams are great. So just, if you're going to be lucid dreaming, I mean, this is just personal opinion. I love flying around in dreams. I find it very satisfying, very enjoyable. And the other thing is that ultimately, you know, Ramana Maharishi talks about this in great length, if you study his work. But as far as he's concerned, there's three states. There's the state of being beyond awareness of anything, which you could call a deep sleep, just being beyond. You don't know. You don't have any awareness. It's just almost being zero. Then there is the dream state, we were talking about, and then there is the waking state. And ultimately, it's all really just a dream. Like, the waking state is just another form of dreaming, really. I mean, a lot of people, they sleep 8 hours a day, so if they live to the age, you know, 90, they've actually been in the dream world 30 years. Mm-hmm. 30 years of another world where they might be flying around and being chased by demons for 30 years, yeah? Mm-hmm. So that's a long time. So just have the attitude overall that it's all really just a dream. Waking is a dream, sleeping is a dream, and go for the highest experiences of peace and love and bliss, because at the end of the day, the greatest wealth, this is what I feel and I believe, greatest wealth, the greatest attainment, the greatest success is bliss. If you can experience bliss, the job is done. And so I would really focus on just being in a high space, staying in that space, holding that vision, and the rest of your life, because life is just a wonderful dream, it becomes enjoyable and entertaining from that space. Mm-hmm. And if you're not in that space, then it's just a nightmare, and it's just up and down. Mm-hmm. So the more your state goes up, the easier life is, the more fun it is, the more abundant there is. So really focus on that, and everything's sweet.
Yeah. And one nice little quote to finish with from A Course in Miracles is that he talks about in there that the order of awakening is moving from a nightmare into a happy dream. It's just the order of awakening. People that are, you know, awakening and getting on the spiritual path and realizing that they have some ability to create their realities and start practicing with these tools, move out of a nightmare where everything appears to be happening to us and we're living in a predatory world that's basically trying to gobble us up, and we need to be, you know, we need to survive in that. We move out of that into a happy dream where life begins to cooperate with us and you know, we start to be able to manifest things that we're consciously intending, and everything gets better, our health gets better, our relationships improve, etc., etc. This is moving out of a nightmare into a happy dream. But then the last stage is actually waking up. And that's what A Course in Miracles says. So enjoy the process. And we'll talk again very soon.
Yay.
Yeah.
Love you guys. And we look forward to connecting more with you on the social network and other things. So just stay tuned. Keep it up. And if you want to support the other superheroes, let us know. It's all up to us to make this happen.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, many blessings. Love you, Taylor.
I love you. Aloha.
Guys. Lots of love. Blessings, Pashi, and everyone else who asked the question, Brad. And yay, talk to you all soon.
Yeah, love you guys. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Bye-bye.